If you're just tuning in for the second date update, Rob is on the phone. He wants to call a girl named Annie. One of the most original dates we've ever heard. It skirts the line between fun and creepy very well, and I like that about it. He took her on a YouTube date. They met on Tinder. She showed up to his house. He said, "Are you down to do a YouTube date?" She said, "Yes." A YouTube date, I guess, is where you guys get together and try to film a viral video. That was the whole point of the date. He thought it would be very fun and exciting for her, and it would show that he knows how to have a good time and he's a funny guy. And it didn't exactly work like he thinks, because they couldn't really think of a good idea. And at the end of the date, she left and hasn't called him back. Mm. Rob, I think I know why you're not getting a call back.
Why?
Well, she probably saw that you weren't getting a lot of views on your YouTube video. And is just very upset and doesn't want to talk to you anymore.
That's it.
Yeah, I'm sure that's the reason.
Guarantee it.
Rob, if you get a chance at a second date, do you just want to do something more normal?
Normal? Yeah, that's the word that I was going to say. Dinner, no videos, no filming.
There you go.
Probably not even taking any pictures, just to be safe.
Yeah. I guess if you want to be boring and average and have just a regular date.
Yeah, well, it'll probably give me a better chance than what I did the first time. So.
All right, I'm going to dial the phone number right now. Get her on the phone and get your second date update, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak to Annie, please?
This is Annie.
Hi, Annie. I'm calling from the website BuzzFeed. You may have heard of us. You have a viral video that recently got a million hits. Are you aware of that?
No.
Okay, good, because that didn't actually happen. How are you? This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning.
The radio station?
Yes, I am the radio station.
Why are you calling?
I'm calling because one of our listeners sent us an email about you.
Really?
Mm-hmm. His name is Rob, and you recently went out on a YouTube date with him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rob.
She remembers Rob.
We talked to Rob, and he told us that it seemed like you had fun trying to film a viral video on your YouTube date, which I told him was a weird idea, by the way. But it says he said it seemed like you enjoyed it. You didn't enjoy it?
No, it was terrible. He was like a huge pervert the entire time I was there.
Whoa.
You think Rob's a pervert?
He is a pervert.
Okay, talked to him, he didn't sound like a pervert to me.
Yeah.
He said you came over, he had a note on the door that said, "You're about to experience a really cool date." And then he answered it, and you guys sat there and tried to shoot a viral video and didn't really get anything good done, but it didn't sound perverted to me.
Wow. Well, he left out a lot of stuff then.
Really?
Really?
Do you want to tell us what he left out?
Yeah, I would love to, just so that no other woman will ever go out with Rob ever again.
Okay. It was that bad?
Honestly, it sounded like a really fun idea, and I was super into the idea of, like, making a video. It sounded, like, creative and fun.
Right.
But all of these suggestions for the videos he had were so weird and sexual.
Really?
That it was just like, this guy is a total pervert.
Weird and sexual, because he told us that the video that you guys actually filmed was you two holding couch cushions like a mouth singing the song from Frozen.
Oh, yeah, but that was like after all of his suggestions, which were, at one point he was like, "Oh, we should do this thing called Spank Wars." And I was like, "What is that?"
Spank Wars?
And he says it's a competition where we spank each other until someone gives up.
Was he joking, though? I mean, come on, that's got to be a joke.
That's kind of slick.
I thought it was a joke. I was like, he has to be joking.
Right.
But then he had another thing right after that, which was like, let's try butter wrestling. And I was like, what the hell? And he was like, I saw it on Honey Boo Boo, and it was really funny.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, that doesn't sound really funny.
What is butter wrestling?
You just grease yourself up with butter from the kitchen, and then you wrestle each other.
So he invited you over, had a camera set up, and was like, hey, let's spank each other a lot. And then, oh, that's not a good idea. Let's get all buttery and wrestle.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. He was like, it'll go viral. We'll get at least like 5,000 views. And I was like, I don't think that I want to do that. So I suggested we'll do like the Frozen video, the Let It Go video with the couch cushions.
Right.
And that was fine. And then he says he has to go to the bathroom. So he leaves. And then I get up to like just check out what he's recorded on the video camera. And it was just close-up shots of my boob.
Nuh-uh.
There were no couch cushions. It was just like tight shots of my boob.
Really?
So
he is a pervert.
He's a pervert.
Why didn't you say anything to him then? Why didn't you go, hey, I know what you're doing. You're just filming my boobs.
I think I was in shock a little bit. Like, I couldn't believe that this was happening to me.
I would never go on Tinder again if I had a date like that.
Yeah, it was pretty traumatizing. Oh. I mean, I never want to see him again.
So basically, you want to now do a PSA to any girl that's on Tinder. If a guy named Rob asks you to come over and shoot some YouTube videos, don't do it.
Yeah, don't do it.
Why don't you tell Rob yourself? Because he's actually on the phone listening.
What?
Yeah, Annie, hey.
Are you serious?
It's me. How am I perverted?
How are you perverted? Did you not hear just like what I f-ing said? You're a disgusting pervert who filmed my boobs and suggested that we play Spank Wars. Like, you know,
all right, so how do you get sexual from suggesting Spank Wars?
How do you not?
Come on, man.
Are you a moron? Like, what is you? I don't know. Like, what is more creepy, that you're just a total pervert or the fact that you're just like not aware of what a pervert you are? How many girls have you done this to?
Listen, we were sitting in silence for so long. Like, what the hell is I supposed to do? I just started coming up with these ideas. And with the whole
Make normal conversation like a normal human being.
Instead of going, spanks, butter.
Yeah, instead of like asking on a first date to grease up in your underwear with butter.
Okay, so in my defense, the whole shooting with the boobs and stuff, you have a nice rack, and I'm not going to lie.
Oh, my God.
It's not making it
you
better.
You are f***ing disgusting.
I wanted to sort of remember that just because.
I wanted to sort of remember that.
That is the grossest thing anyone's ever said on Second Date Updates.
You had a nice rack, and I sort of want to remember that. Wow, Rob.
There's nothing wrong with that.
There is everything wrong with that.
Rob, I've been out on a lot of dates with women who I thought had fabulous racks, and you know what I did? I took a mental picture to remember it. I didn't actually bust out a video camera and tape them.
You're even, like, a bigger pervert than I realized.
Well, in my defense, you're kind of misleading just because the way that we were talking on Tinder, it didn't seem like you would have been defensive for what happened.
I knew that you were a huge creep.
Okay, wait. Rob, you're saying that she shouldn't have been defensive about you videotaping her boobs in secret and then keeping that video for your own personal use?
Well, obviously she wasn't supposed to find out and know this information.
Yeah, Annie, it's your fault that you found out.
What is happening?
I think I'm gonna do a second date update first here. Rob, no offense. Actually, kind of a little bit of offense. I'm not sending Annie out on another date with a guy who's gonna secretly tape her boobs.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
All right.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Like, we seriously need like a PSA out there about this dude.
I think this is it.
Hey, Annie.
Yeah.
Thank you for your time. I will say this. I'm not going to send you out with a pervert again. I won't.
Thank you.
But I would like to play Spank Wars still. Are you up for it?
You can play Spank Wars with yourself.
Okay.
He already does.
Yeah, it's not a big deal.